Chapter 4. Alfred the Great and the Danes. Reading passage.
King Alfred, who lived from 849 to 899, is usually known as Alfred the Great. Kings expected to receive the respect of their people, even if they did nothing for them. But in the case of Alfred, his title, the Great, was fully deserved. Alfred was an Anglo-Saxon. By the time he was born, the Anglo-Saxons dominated Britain almost completely. The country was divided into different Saxon kingdoms. Alfred's father was King of Wessex in the southwest part of Britain. The young Alfred probably thought it was very unlikely that he would become king, as he was the youngest of four brothers. He wanted to become a scholar. But the circumstances at the time prevented him from becoming a scholar until much later in his life. The country was threatened at the time by the Danish Vikings. The word Viking is Scandinavian and means pirate. The Vikings came from modern-day Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. They began to move from their home countries in the 8th century, possibly because food was scarce. The Norwegian Vikings were settlers. The Swedish Vikings were traders, but the Danish Vikings were widely feared as they raided, killed, and stole wherever they landed. By Alfred's time, the Danes had begun to settle in the north and east of Britain. Eventually, they had defeated all the Saxon kingdoms except Wessex. After one Danish attack, Alfred retreated deep into the marshes. He secretly assembled a new army and defeated the Danes in 878. Some years later, Alfred made a treaty with them, which recognized that the Danes controlled a large part of Britain. In return for a yearly tax, they agreed to stay in their own part of the country and not invade their neighbors. Though Alfred had great success as a warrior, he is also remembered for being a wise king in peacetime. He encouraged his people to read and write English. He reformed the law to protect the weak against the strong, and he tried to spread knowledge of the Christian religion throughout the country. Alfred the Great started to build the strong foundations on which modern Britain was constructed.
Listening comprehension. We learned about Alfred the Great in school today. He was a very important king in British history, wasn't he?
Yes. He was one of the founders of modern Britain. Was there anyone similar in Japan?
I think the closest person we have is Shotoku Taishi. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't. When did he live?
Around 300 years before Alfred.
Was he an emperor?
No, he wasn't. His aunt was the empress, but he was actually more active and important.
And what's he famous for?
Well, he made Japan's relations with China much closer. That's when China's influence on Japanese culture got much stronger.
I know that Alfred was very religious. How about Shotoku Taishi?
Yes, he was a Buddhist. He helped establish Buddhism in Japan.
Do you think his name should be changed to Shotoku the Great?
Why don't you write to the Prime Minister and suggest it? Overlapping.
In 878, Alfred defeated the Danes. Some years later, Alfred made a treaty with the Danes. In 878, Alfred defeated the Danes. Some years later, Alfred made a treaty with the Danes.